For real.
Hey, yeah, Ball says Kiki back again, back in effect. You know what it is. Hey, the whole 2022 been wild, baby. Hey. But you listen, I've been bossing up. I had two jobs. I think it's drained the freaking shit out of me. But I'm about to do two interviews on two good women. And we would like to know the first name is... Your first name is
Vanessa.
Yeah, you have an Instagram or anything you want to put out there?
In the house.
Well, you have an Instagram or you want to put on there or no? Okay, so
Keisha.
Keisha. So now we was talking. Keisha wanted. We have a topic about. Now, Keisha, tell us a topic.
I'm calling my damn sister.
Do men party harder than women?
Why you calling me?
Do men party harder than women?
So now tell your input of Do Men Party Hard, the women, Keisha. And let the whole crowd know what's your favorite. Like, be honest with everything you do. We don't do no slack. We don't cut no calls. We cuss, we do everything, but we tell the truth. You hear me?
Yeah, hold it.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is...
Bullshit. See, that's Vanessa. Stop, Vanessa. You're not trying to be bullshit.
Me and my husband, he don't know it, but I got this competition thing going on, me, myself, behind his back, that women party harder than men. And I'm going to find this out. I'm going to say something to him about it because we need to get this competition going, and I'm going to bet him on it.
So, what do you think? Hold on, Vanessa, tell me your input on, do you think do men party harder than women?
No. Women definitely party harder than men.
And why did you say that, Vanessa?
Because men don't even know how to party.
Okay, now, as a sister of six brothers...
Brothers.
Okay, see, my brother party. So let's talk about why would you say that?
Because being a sister of 15 brothers,
uh-huh.
I'm an only girl of 15 brothers.
Yeah.
I make the 16th one. So I've been around a lot of men.
Right.
So I know I've been to a lot of exclusive clubs around D.C., Maryland and Virginia.
Right.
And international. And women like to have fun. Men are more laid back, serene, and chill. I don't think that men party more than women.
Okay.
Women are phenomenal. We love to have fun. We have to throw our hair back because we have a lot going on in our life. So, for us, partying is our outlet.
Thank you.
That's our escape. That's our getaway.
Sometimes, because shopping needs to.
And you know what? I just want to ask her. She answered my question when I was about to say, why do you? And as Keisha say, shopping is also, and we get addicted with that because it's our outlet. You know, we want to do it with shopping. We know
that's
what we like.
Women.
I say shopping is for... some women, not for me, because me, I don't like shopping.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. Your house is phenomenal.
Keisha,
you do like shopping.
That's some
bullshit. You see that? That's the truth. We all live with a boat and the truth.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I do not like shopping. Like, auntie, how many times, or Vanessa, how many times have you saw me go out shopping?
With us? Me and you used to go shopping all the time.
But how much stuff did you buy? How much did I buy?
Okay.
Well, I'm a shopaholic.
See,
that doesn't count.
But me personally, I don't like to do a lot of shopping.
I'll go online.
Excuse me, crowd. Let me tell you something. Right now, I'm on this woman's porch, and all her shit is decorated like it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And she has all the shit accordingly.
Yes.
I went to a bathroom, yeah, it was accordingly.
Yes.
So, tell her, Miss Lady, about shopping. Like, you don't know you're a shopaholic, but you ain't trying to, you're in denial. Yeah, she does not recognize right now.
Yeah.
You got those.
Yeah.
I just get the I shop for the house. I don't shop for me.
Oh, that's a mother. That's a woman.
See, I
looking
shop
out for
the
family.
House. I don't shop for me.
No, see,
she does.
But you have to have some time for yourself too.
Look out for
real.
Her.
But no, look,
yeah,
I definitely
that's
have time for myself when I come home from school.
Yep.
I jump on the couch.
Amen.
And I look at movies on Lifetime.
Oh, by the way,
but
where
that's
you going to school
now.
For? Where you going to school
but
for?
But in our younger years, no, my niece did not do
thank
that.
Thank you. Amen.
We used to go out shopping. She still will pick up stuff for the kids, so I can't say that.
A woman.
She puts, she's a real mom.
She take care of the whole village. Thank
put
you.
Put her kids first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Over
I
herself.
Because even
she
when
did.
I cook dinner,
she thought about her kids always.
Even when I cook dinner, like, I fix everybody's plate
before hers. And I used to hate
that. Yes, my plate goes last.
Because you want
but
some.
No. You know why?
I hate that.
I'm not going to say that I go hungry.
No.
Because my mother taught me that while you're cooking, you're supposed to eat, too.
Thank you. So you can taste it. So
that
your family knows what it tastes
okay.
like. Amen. Uh-huh. And then you get full of shit.
Everybody
think you don't eat this shit.
She is the type of person that always Amen. Put everybody before herself.
Why the fuck is people still driving
so? Hey, thank you. So we about to cut this one off.
Why you cut out?
And
why is you cutting out? We're
about, because we about to. Keisha's about to have a podcast, first of all. And we need to tell her. And Vanessa is going to be another podcast. Hold on. I'm going to add it.
My broadcast is.